Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Well, let's just dive right into it. Toronto needed a four. They got a four by the name of Serge Ibaka. Yeah, you might have known him. He was on those good Oklahoma City teams. Here we are today. The whole trade deadline coming up. The trade last year with Ilyasova, Domantas Sabonis, Victor Oladipo, all going to Oklahoma City for Serge Ibaka. A couple cash considerations involved. And here we are today. Terrence Ross and a 2017 first round pick to the Orlando Magic for Serge Ibaka. Look, before we talk about Toronto and how much of a steal this is, can we be quite frank about something here? Orlando does not know what they want to do. They are still struggling from the Dwight Howard years. They don't know what they want to do. You draft Alfred Payton and Victor Oladipo. That's supposed to be your, what, backcourt of the future. You whiffed Amar'e Hinojosa, the so-called J.R. Smith of the European League. Yet to see that. Hope he gets there. Vucevic has been in trade consideration since he got there. You signed Bismack Biyombo. What are you doing? Evan Fournier gets a nice year, what, four-year, $80 million deal. Aaron Gordon is, you know, Aaron Gordon. Not bad, not great. Has a couple good nights. Still can't shoot. So you slide him back down to the four, he's going to keep playing the three. He can't shoot. So slide him down to the four. He's still 6'10", 6'11". Slide him down to the four. Until he gets that jumper. I don't want a three that can't shoot threes. You're going to be a three that can't shoot threes? I'll pass on that. Love his defensive versatility. Alfred Payton can't shoot. I'm confident that they're done with Alfred Payton. Confident on that. And great from him, coming from a small-time school. Being a top 10 pick, good for him. But who was the last guy that reminds you of Alfred Payton? Michael Carter Williams. He's been on three different teams since. Those creative playmakers that can't shoot. Rajon Rondo, his career has been fluxed up and down and is nearing the end because he never progressed as a player. It's a different breed of the NBA when journeyman DJ Augustin, and I love DJ Augustin, when he's starting over your so-called point guard of the future, what? Are we supposed to ignore that, Orlando? Orlando, what do you want to do? I don't see this team. And the thing with Orlando, and I love Frank Vogel, the thing with Orlando, they never had an identity. And you always think they'll be over the hump the next year, this is their time. And they never get it. They never found a core group since Dwight Howard, Hedo Turkoglu. And they never found a core group. So, Orlando, what do you want to do? I'm asking you. What are you going to do, Orlando? What is going on? Because the way this franchise is going, I don't see them making the playoffs in another 5 years. I mean, really. To be quite frank about it, and the talent is there. I don't want to say talent. The upside is there. That's a better word for it, because talent wins the games. The upside is there. But what are you going to do with that upside? Let's move on to the winners, the Toronto Raptors. I love Terrence Ross. I think that, in my honest opinion, he underachieved in Toronto. I mean, you can say what you want. Not a bust. Definitely not a bust. For being an 8th overall pick from Washington, not a bust. Very likable guy. Love playing with him at 2K. Very athletic. I mean, by all standards, a pretty solid NBA career for being in Toronto for that long. Here's my thing with Terrence Ross. Terrence was supposed to be what DeMar DeRozan is doing. Terrence had that same level of upside. Arguably, Terrence is a better shooter than DeMar DeRozan. But Terrence is not that strong. You got that 2-3 position. Not really known for being a great defender. Terrence had huge upside. And maybe he still does have huge upside. Maybe it's hard, you know, to get only so many minutes with playing with, you know, DeMar, Kyle Lowry, and Valanciunas. maybe we'll see the Terrence Ross that he's capable of. Because I'll be honest with you, Terrence Ross is an 18-90 guy dude. Let's not forget he dropped, 43 in a game before. The potential is here. This episode is dedicated on potential. But how are you going to reach the potential to get there? That is my question. That's all I'm asking. What did we say? And I'm going to go back to the last episode with Tina. What did we say? They needed a four. Paul Sakim, rookie, he wasn't cutting it. I love Project Pat Patterson. I love Project Pat. He's not cutting it as your four. Now, I like seeing different tweets. I've seen tweets like, you know, Ibaka hasn't been playing defense all year in Orlando. What makes you think he's going to play defense now? It's going to be interesting to see how the Raptors use Ibaka. Will he be in that stretch four role, which he is now? Ibaka's a really capable scorer, guys. I argue that Ibaka's a better offensive player than a defensive player now. That's just me being straight up. And not only this, but it opens up the floor for Norman Powell to get minutes. Norman Powell, a very capable wing in the NBA. And I love Masai Ujiri. Love him as a GM frontman. Love him in Denver. He has not been able to find sleepers in the draft. Lucas is fine, whatever. If you want Lucas to play 10 to 12 minutes a game a night and he's suiting your needs, fine. Let's not forget that Bruno Caboclo, if I said that correctly, if I didn't, I'm sorry. Bruno was 2 years away from being 2 years away. Many compare Bruno to Giannis, those European freak athletes. The question is still out on Bruno, because I don't see him playing anytime soon. As far as the Raptors concerned, now you bring in Jared Sollinger, Patrick Patterson, Serge Ibaka, Lucas, and Valanciunas. That's a nice little front court. Norman Powell off the bench, you still got Damari Carroll, and then your 1-2 punch with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. The Raptors are 32-24 on a three-game losing streak. I think that can change. It's all about chemistry. If they can start gelling by March and April, hey, it's all up. And you know what? I'm calling it now, and I might get flack for this. And I know they got Al Horford, but to me, if Boston doesn't trade to get Jimmy Butler, the season is a waste for Boston. I think this is going to be only the one of the only years, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they still got cap room, they still got that, blah, blah, blah. But to me, get rid of those Boston picks, and please trade for Jimmy Butler. How many times do I have to say that? Because to me, I can see Boston just being a regular season team. A great 50-win team, 55-win team, whatever. Hooray. And the farthest you go is the second round. That's my honest opinion because I think that bench is still lacking. Not impressed with the bench whatsoever. Blake, they're winning games. Okay, but when the playoffs and it matters, when the games are more slowed down, there's more half-court, half-paced tempo. I love the addition of Al Horford. But I want another two-way guard in Jimmy Butler. I like Avery Bradley. You can somehow keep Avery Bradley. Maybe get rid of Marcus Smart. Get rid of one of those three role players with those two Boston picks. You know what? You got Jimmy Butler, and I would gladly take that. I would gladly take that. Because Toronto, the way their team is set up, I like them in the playoffs. I do. What's up, listeners? Just like to take the time to thank you for listening to The Fast Break. But before we move on to the rest of the show, I just have to ask, do you like daily fantasy? If so, check out the app Draft. Yes, Draft. Get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost three times as better than FanDuel or DraftKings. Yes, three times as better. The data shows almost 90% of the players lose on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. The facts just show. And to give you even more intrigued to get on the app, use the promo code ABPN. Yes, ABPN. And you'll get 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $600. Use the promo code ABPN. 100% bonus on your first deposit. Promo code ABPN. Look, draft is simple. No salary cap, no wages. Simple, old school snake draft. When it's your turn to pick, it's your turn to play. Draft. Smarter play for daily fantasy. Now back to the show. Well, Kevin Love out for 6 weeks. I don't want to say I told you so because I didn't told you so. I was actually 50-50 on this thing. On one hand, Kevin Love drops 39-12. Wow. Who would trade Kevin Love? Now he's out for 6 weeks. And Kevin Love has been known for being injury prone. Let's not ignore it. I mean, Melo has his, you know, wear and tear. But usually Melo plays it out for the rest of the year. I know he had to shut his shoulder down maybe a year back, a couple years back. But that's because they were in playoff contention. If they were in playoff contention, best to leave Melo would have played. Well, Blake, Melo's in the 30s. Okay, but he has 1 year less on his contract than Kevin Love. And also has shown to be more durable than Kevin Love. Now, here's the thing. Melo would gladly go to Cleveland. He would gladly go to Cleveland. Yeah, I'm in here. But what kind of message is that sending to your fans? You got Brandon Jennings coming out. If we don't make the playoffs, it's embarrassing. What are you going to do? Because I think it's not so much more that Cleveland won't do the deal. I think Cleveland will do the deal. Now it's on Phil Jackson, the Knicks' terms. Me personally, do it. You didn't promise Melo what he wanted. And sorry, Knicks fans. If you want to play playoff tickets to get swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers, hey, that's on you. Personally, maybe Kevin Love and Porzingis might gel more together. Very versatile front court. Because the book's out on Kevin Love. He's injury prone. Well, Blake, they won a title with him. Yeah, he came up big game 7. I believe 9 points, 13 boards. But he was also struggling in that final series. He was. I believe only he's averaged 7 points and 8 points a game. Tristan Thompson had a better finals, if you ask me, personally. So Cleveland will make the deal. The ball is in New York's court. He might just got to pull Orlando Magic and just, all right, kaboom, let's rebuild. I want to move on to the unicorns of the league. I know Bill Simmons touched on this on The Ringer, but I want to talk about the Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, the Nikola Jokic, whatever you want to say, the Porzingis of the world. These are our modern big men that we're getting. These are our new generation of, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. We are literally seeing a reincarnation of bigs. And you get that. Starting from the 80s, there has been a reincarnation of bigs from Moses Malone, Kevin McHale, those type of elite players. From the 90s, the Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, who is a unicorn. 6'4", getting 20-20s a game. That's unicorn status. From Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, and now we have Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, I should add as well, Karl Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Nikola Jokic. I love how the NBA reincarnates itself. And I'm not here to say, why would I have this guy or this guy? I think they're all great. I think Joel Embiid's plus minus speaks for itself. But overall, I think they're all good players. And I just wanted to touch on that we should embrace this new generation, barring no setbacks. If you ask whose upside I like the most, it depends what you're asking for. It depends who you want. Because I think Joel Embiid with the right pieces around him can carry anybody. I like how versatile Nikola Jokic is. I like that Karl Anthony Towns can give me 40 points and 17 rebounds every other couple weeks. I like how Anthony Davis can carry a whole team on his shoulders without complaining. Chris Stapperzingis can get steals on the wing. Embrace this new generation of players. Anthony Davis is only 23, folks. Feel like he's been in the league for 10 years. He's only 23. He's only 2 years older than Karl Anthony Towns. We have another 10 to 12 years of Anthony Davis. Are you kidding me? You know how special that is? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. As always, thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com, almightyballer.com. Also, subscribe and follow on iTunes on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. I have a Twitter poll. Go and check it out at The Fast Break 007. I'm going to ask, which album do you think was better? Migos Culture, Big Sean's I Decided. If you want bangers, definitely Migos without a doubt. If you want that deep subconscious thinking, melody beats, Big Sean is the way to go. So look out for that Twitter ball at The Fast Break 007. As always, this is your boy, Blake Rogers. Stay lit.